You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right, here we go. Wake Up Tucson, Friday edition. Ed Alexander, Christopher D. Simone, good morning to you all.
Good morning, sir.
We are broadcasting on the old 1030 The Voice, local news and talk, live streaming at KVOI.com. I haven't said that one in a while. When Doug Ducey would run for, go to DougDucey.com.
Doug Ducey. What's that?
Big, 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 big shoe. I can't believe you just wrote that for your 7 o'clock hour.
What?
Look what you wrote. You are lost your mind.
What's that?
Look what you put. Look at that. You put Sheriff. Look at the
word. My God, Sheriff Dubnik.
You've lost your mind.
Oh, my God.
You've lost your gourd.
Not awake yet, folks. That's crazy.
Get some brewed coffee in this man.
Whoa.
Right now.
I'm so sorry.
We have a huge show for you today. We're finishing strong, okay? First and foremost, we're going to have kind of like two food things a little bit today. We're going to, in the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to have a little breakfast. I got a breakfast burrito coffee place I went to for the first time yesterday. We're going to open up. We had a big discussion on the old Wastebook about, we're going to give you the best places in town for a breakfast burrito.
Oh, good.
Sean McCluskey will be here in the third hour with our friend Chef Chic, Wendy Gauthier.
Oh, cool.
We have jazz drummer and band leader Allison Miller, the other Allie Miller, playing the Tucson Jazz Fest. And so she'll be calling in. Pima County Sheriff Mark Napier, we're going to do a quick call-in with him in the 7 o'clock hour.
Jeez.
Great friend of the show, Diana Cannon from the Southern Arizona Humane Society is going to stop by. And then, I'm just telling
you. And then, there's more?
At 7:07, so Mark's going to call in about 7:15, okay, the current sheriff, and then 7:07, right at the start of the hour, of the second hour, I'm going to share with you a story of a boat that went on a three-hour tour. It's about a person that's been covering politics in the local press and how their Sergeant Schultz-like treatment of the powers that be might help them get a new gig outside of the press.
Oh, wow. A new career.
I'm telling you, tune in.
You have to work.
Tune in at 7:07 for that one.
I don't know what this is about, but I probably know who.
And I was totally tipped in by this by someone who works in the governmental entity.
Sure. Yippee.
Got a lot of nice calls yesterday.
The annoying music?
Actually, we had a lot of that. Actually, everyone loved that, actually.
It was fine. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. It's fine. You complete my sentence again. I'm going to bust you in the skull. is this mic on? I'm sorry.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, let me ask the City of Tucson PC police if I can say that about you. Whoa.
They love that. Yeah, baby.
My review of the January 8th memorial.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that Christy Simone is blessed and cursed with is I say things others wish they could say.
Right. Yep.
And I got about 5 calls and or text messages after the show yesterday from people who, some Dems, some R's, who attempted that. A lot of them work for elected officials or work in government, who were listening to the show yesterday. And they were totally thrilled that someone with a radio show who went to this thing opened his mouth and talked about how stupid and uninspiring and insulting to the survivors and the families the January 8th memorial.
Huckleberry and
Bronson.
And the elected officials.
Yeah. And Ron Barber was really weak too. But the whole setup was weak.
Yeah.
And one of them was very, very moved by the fact that I said, well, why don't we have more music? Right? Why don't we...
A little time to reflect.
Right? You know, music's more emotional than listening to Sharon Bronson go, hey, gun control. That might be bump music next week. We're going to do the music that should have been played. Good songs that you can play at a memorial service to have people move to emotion or something. We're going to work on that next week. Now, today's bump music, ugh, we're swimming in birthdays today. Now, Ed, I'm sure, didn't even look because U of A game last night. That makes him totally useless the night before. So here's our birthdays today. First and foremost, Ed, your buddy Jerry Wexler.
Yeah.
Co-owner of Atlantic Records.
Right.
Which could hold, open up a hole. But we don't really even do that.
Nah.
Johnny Ray, right?
Yeah. Little White Cloud that cried.
Your boy Scott McKenzie.
San Francisco.
Jim Croce.
Hey.
Croce, sorry.
Jeez.
Rod Stewart.
Hot Pod Rod.
Ainsley Dunbar. Ainsley Dunbar.
The drummer for Journey.
Useless drummer for Journey. Smith's the main guy there. Donald Fagen, Steely Dan.
Sweet.
And Pat freaking Benatar.
Yeah.
And Michael Schenker for you.
From
UFO.
Scorpions. How do you like that?
Yeah.
And George Foreman.
Is there a song about George Foreman?
There probably is.
We're done.
Yeah.
Have a nice freaking day right there.
All good.
What's the... Gonna put that on Ed's gravestone.
What am I doing?
Bill number two sent us this story today. This is in North Pliskin, actually, kind of this is Pliskin Acres. Okay, you know, of course, it rained last night and it's cold or whatever, right?
Yeah.
But some of Ed's constituents are living under the bridges.
That is true.
So,
in the culverts.
So, firefighters from this is from the Star, TFD and Northwest Fire worked to control a fire inside a storm drainage tunnel on First and River on January 9th, which is yesterday. Tuesday, Tucson Fire Public Information Officer said the fire was dispatched, began as a, quote, they say a rubbish fire.
That's a new word.
Yeah.
For a young reporter, that's a new word. We usually call it trash these days, but
a second similar fire was near Prince Road and Los Altos. But Ed, when you look at the picture, right? When they say,
yeah,
it's people taking junk and living underneath the culvert.
Yes,
this is. So just wanted to say, a Pliskin Acres fire update for you all. So let's see what else we got here. We got things we're going to cover today for you. I send Ed the story, but it's such a short soundbite. I don't even have to have it to say it. It's about Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama's in relation to War Authorization Act and the Arizona Republic with a just stupid headline. It was a Trump derangement syndrome headline, and it comes reflecting after our appearance by Congressman Schweikert yesterday. We're going to talk about these stories that are keep happening about increasing rent is causing Southern Arizona families to move out of their homes. We'll talk about that. We have to talk about, this is a K-Gun 9 story by Rogelio Mares, and it's about, Pima County using the juvenile detention center for the migrants. And some people are saying, well, what about all these homeless people that aren't from Mexico?
Right.
Listener Wild Bill reminded me of a conversation we probably had 6 months ago where I made a prediction and then it's kind of happening.
Okay.
He posted this story from the Star and put, DeSimone, you are an oracle. And I told him a broken clock's right twice a day. And then the Arizona Daily Star, and I'm going to get this out of this real quick. I saw a button on the page that said, thank you for supporting quality journalism. Now, if you want, guess how much unlimited access now is to Tucson.com? For every one of their stories, the apps, how much is it per month for the first 3 months?
The first 3 months, that's the giveaway part.
I know, but I'm just telling you. Well, how much do you think it is? They're offering.
Well, if they're trying to get you in, it's $3.99 a month.
99 cents a month. That's how much the Star is
just
worth to get you to their crap.
Yeah, and how much they charge you at the newsstand? $5 for the Sunday paper or some junk like that.
Are you kidding me, people?
I was asked by Mrs. D on Thanksgiving morning to get the Thanksgiving paper with all the ads, you know, the kind of the whatever.
Yeah.
And that was at least $4.50
yeah,
or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's so. The one they should
but,
give
but
away,
But I felt
man.
Better. That was, you know, at least that's my $4.50 I've given for the entire year to the Arizona Daily
yeah.
Star. We got to talk about what's going on in Iraq, Iran. We have, of course, my girl Rita Cheng from NAU's travel to Russia is, of course, causing some state officials to try to pass some legislation as the session starts next week at the legislature.
Ooh.
About cracking down on, of course, travel by public officials. So that'll be fun. And so lots of stuff to cover today and lots of great guests. So tune in, stay here, 790-2040 if you want to call in. And then, of course, we have KVOI.com for everything. This elections thing, we're doing it. Not only does Hugh Hewitt start 10 to 12. And what I love about our audience sometimes, see, I can't take what's on Facebook as serious because
of course not.
It's always so passive aggressive.
It's ridiculous.
It's like a couple of you are like, but
click. Delete.
Chill the freak out, people.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Call us instead.
Yeah.
Call us, okay? Call us and stand up behind your words, and we'll put you on. But if you're going to hide behind Facebook,
I love it.
Go find something else to do. Go back to your chamber.
So if you go to KVOI.com and you look along the top, you'll see a button now called next to watch. There's podcast and watch. It's election 2020. Okay. And it's our new election thing for this year is going to be your vote, your voice, election 2020, KVOI 1030. And we've already started putting up candidate interviews. So the interviews that happened this week on Wake Up, Brandon Martin, right? Daniel McCarthy, they were last week. And then Bill Beard, who announced his candidacy for District 1 County Supervisor,
mm-hmm.
they're all up at KVOI and go to Election 2020. And as I do more and Bill does more and Yensa and whatever Zach's going on and weekend, we're all going to start putting those together in that one spot for you to check out. So remember our good friends from CABCO, Central Arizona Block. Sponsors this hour of Wake Up Tucson, CABCOAZ.com, the best in masonry products for the outside or your house. I guess you can put them on the inside if you're extra special. So that's CABCOAZ, three great places. We have Wetmore, Valencia, and Sierra Vista. Ed Alexander, Christy Simone, spin us away. Man. What do you start? Mr. Crotchy.
Stop it.
Crotchy.
Thank you.
Wake Up, 10:30 The Voice.
Yeah, man, pass over another one, man.
Hey, dude, you know, that does bring back major memories.
I'm surprised you remember those memories,
you did.
Man.
Oh, yeah. To be a teen again, yes.
10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. Or as I said earlier, the talk.
Oh, local news and the talk. We got the talk here.
We've been blowing it all these years. I should have been putting the word the in there the right. entire time. Welcome back to Wake Up Tucson. We have a second hour we're going to do. Sheriff Napier is going to call in about 7:15-ish. We have Allison Miller, who is a jazz drummer band leader. She's bringing her band to the Tucson Jazz Festival.
Cool.
And then McCluskey will be here 8 o'clock hour with Chef Chic, Wendy Gauthier. She has a new brick-and-mortar place she opened up over Wilmot and 22nd.
I believe so.
You were there.
I know. I get 22nd and Broadway confused sometimes at Wilmot.
Absolutely. A lot of people who
but it's,
did
it's
what you did
so,
in the 60s forget
so
that.
So Jim Click is with 22nd and
22nd,
Wilmot.
22nd, yeah.
So it's right there. It's just
okay.
It's just south of north of that.
Gotcha.
On Wilmot.
Yeah, it's on the probably on the west side.
West side.
Got it.
It is.
It. So she'll be here. And then also one of our favorites, Diana Cannon from the Humane Society is going to stop by. So we had dogs here a couple days ago from Seoul Dog Lodge. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're going to get a dog today, Ed, but. I don't know.
Diane was here the other day. Were you not here? And she wasn't feeling very well, so she's going to come back and
Gotcha.
And
this must have been during the holidays.
Straighten it up, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Love seeing Diana.
Yes,
so.
Absolutely.
And then I made some cookies. Yesterday was a good baking day before I went to a soccer game last night. So I made you Mexican hot chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, my gosh. And you expect I'm going to get anything done after this?
Well, I think you need a little bit of sugar.
This puts you in a whole new... This is a Saturday morning thing. Mexican hot chocolate. Mm.
As the tobacco companies would say, welcome to flavor country.
Got you hooked.
There you go.
Thank you, sir.
Got to take care of the monkey on the other side of the glass. That's what we've always said. So, all right, let's get to the story about... Let's do the Pima County story about the homeless and the sheltering migrants. So this is from Rogelio Mares from K-Gun 9, On Your Darn Side. Alan Kaith works over there, right? He's Big Al. Right? He's got a big beard. What do you think of that beard? You like that beard?
That's nice. It's not a big beard. It's a nice beard. He looks good. He wears that jacket.
He looks like a traffic Obi-Wan Kenobi from episode 4.
You can believe him. It looks like somebody you can trust, right? News you can trust with Alan Kaith.
Rogelio, it says, following our coverage of empty rooms and unused donations, right, because of the new protocols of the Trump administration, they're sending the asylum seekers to El Paso. And so I guess in Rogelio's first story, the man, Diego Peña López of Casas Elitas, said in the last several weeks, we're seeing 50 to 60. Right now we're only seeing 20 people a day, where earlier it was 100 to 150. And of course, like I said, it's got to be costing somebody money here to move them to El Paso. So Rogelio says, following our coverage of empty rooms and unused donations, comments poured in from viewers about what the resources available for veterans and homeless. Since August, Catholic Community Services, again, please, someone's got to tell me how much they get per head from the government to take care of asylum seekers. I'd love to know that number. Has used the old juvenile detention center owned by Pima County to house migrants while they wait for asylum hearings. So thank God they went to Richard Elias. Resist, much love. Trump's the devil. Resist, much love. Remember, his love only goes to certain people. He's not a universal love.
You're a leader. You're not a resister. Come on.
Welcome to Grijalva Gulch.
Oh, I know. That stinks.
He said the local homeless can't stay at the facility because of logistical reasons.
Yeah, logistical reasons. He hasn't figured it out yet, maybe?
Leah says there's different protocols for taking care of migrants and homeless people, and safety could be an issue.
Yeah. And veterans, forget about it.
Right. Yeah. Quote, having to separate and segregate those populations and provide security, also have to have a whole system to feed them and make sure that they have bed and plumbing that's working appropriately can't be done. What the hell does that mean? Don't you need food, beds and plumbing that work appropriately for the asylum seekers?
Of course. Otherwise, Timmy would be all over it. If the toilets didn't work, come on.
So let's get our Pima County, our PPHs on. That's our Pima County, pardon, PCPHs on. Our Pima County pessimism hats on today. Let's put them on.
Okay.
All right. Why? Why doesn't they, if they have this empty place that they've converted for people to stay in, these asylum seekers,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And they're not being used now. Because before, the guy Diego said that they were doing 100 to 150 a day, so now they're doing 20 a day. Okay? So now there's all this extra capacity. So why can't Ed Alexander, remember pessimism hat on?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you are the mayor of Pliskin Acres. There's plenty of pessimism there.
Yes.
I think I've come up with a tagline for Pliskin Acres. You're on your own. Now,
Exactly.
So, Ed, why wouldn't... It's not this bull crap of protocols. Too bad Rogelio's a nice young guy who bought into Richard Elias's crap, okay? What's the real reason why the homeless, why the county wouldn't even consider putting the homeless? And I love how he says security, right? Again, Pima County worrying about the homeless. doing something to the asylum seekers? I don't know about that. But what's the real reason why Pima County doesn't want any of the local homeless, including veterans, in their beautiful asylum-seeking juvenile detentions? Just right down the street here from our palatial studios.
Ajo and Kino, right by the beautiful Kino Sports Complex.
Correct. So why?
Because they don't get federal money.
Hold on.
I mean, you didn't tell me this one. I'm just... Thank you very much, because Richard doesn't get the handout, baby.
Hold on, I got to do a few more.
Yeah, baby. Richard, you're so good.
Yeah, they're not going to get that sweet asylum seeker money from the feds.
Yeah. The hell with you homeless people. We're getting money on the other side from people who aren't from here. The hell with the people from here. Just saying.
It's good.
Thank you.
Once it hits the lips. Just good. Oh, wait till I get to the 707 story at the top of the hour about the person in the press. Mm. Wait till I get to that. The only person I've sent it to so far to even have a laugh with was Neely, but he's under embargo. He's not allowed to tell anybody about it.
Yeah, okay.
Because I knew he would get a total kick out of this. Okay. So I'm going to do this story. So I was talking to Wild Bill. It's probably at the party at Craft Republic. Okay. It was the one when we did the Christmas in July one.
Yes.
At Craft Republic.
Yes, yes.
And we were talking about the mayor's race and whatever. And I guess I said the Wild Bill. I said, watch when Rahina gets to be mayor, they're going to do the clamp down on the gun thing really hard.
Sure. Her and the spaceman are like this.
So Jasmine Demers, Tucson Mayor Rahina Romero to create task force on preventing gun violence. It's her first action since being elected. Quote, gun violence has affected our community for decades. It's nothing new. Tucsonans are concerned about gun violence, and rightfully so. It is a public health concern, unquote. By taking the Mayors Against Illegal Guns pledge, she is joining a coalition of 1,000 mayors across the country who have committed to addressing gun violence in their community. I will get to what that oath is. I did a little thing called a Google search to find out what the actual oath is. There's the March for Our Lives Arizona political director, Josh Ashton. He just didn't say much. According to Romero, gun deaths in Arizona over the last 10 years are up 9%. According to Steve Kozachik, remember they tried to do the buyback of guns and destroy them?
Yes, they were going to melt them down.
Which, of course, they were in violation of the state law, and they lost that one. Quote, it is completely legal in the state of Arizona to walk into a parking lot and buy an AR-15 with cash from a trunk of a car, no questions asked. Charles Heller, give us a call. I need verification on that line. Steve Kozachik, it's completely legal in the state of Arizona to walk into a parking lot, buy an AR-15 with cash from a trunk of a car, no questions asked. People are losing their lives because nobody at the state legislature and nobody at the federal government has the guts to say what is absolutely not what the intent of the framers of the Constitution. Oh, God, he's telling me about the intent of the framers of the Constitution. Jeez Louise. All right. Now, let's do this. So, Steve Kozachik, we have to talk about the word Steve K and guts. Let's keep going. We're going to have a task force. It'll be made up of gun violence survivors, students and youths, neighborhood leaders, mental health professionals, and public safety officers. Someone tell me, give me an example of a task force that, give me two that actually gave any sort of advice that was actually heeded by elected officials. Let's see what else we got here. Proactive, they had Christina Kaler's Green's mom there at the thing. Okay. So let's do this. Let's go to break. And we're going to talk about Task Force, Steve K using the word guts, and why Rahina, as someone, this is called irony. I don't use hypocrisy. Let's use irony. That's a nicer word. When we come back, you're at Wake Up Tucson, 6:47 in the morning. Oh my Lord, goodness! Here we go. Rod Stewart's birthday, 10:30. The Voice.
Jim Croce's birthday today.
You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30. The Voice, the best place for elections 2020. Your voice, your vote. So I just gave you a little bit of a story from the Star. It was something I predicted about 6 months ago, that one of the things Mayor Romero was going to do was do the clamp down on guns thing. Mm-hmm. So when I read the story, the ironic part, of course, is her and Steve want to, quote, stop gun violence in their town, but constantly vote for budgets that do not help police officers. And sad to say, they have a police chief who has to keep telling everyone that everything is great when it's not. And that's the irony of them doing this, right? You cannot say you're serious about gun violence and be so understaffed on cops. You know, I've been on the air telling you about how there's days that, you know, there's five divisions in the city of Tucson. And I've been on this air, right? And you know how sensitive the powers that be are on some of the things that I say. And I'm telling you that there are days, there's a shift where for the entire east side, there's three cops. Three. Right? I've heard the someone who had to act as the acting sergeant on the west side say, again, it was me and two other cops for 8 hours. Like on a Friday. Things get a little crazier on a Friday. Okay? So when you are Steve Kozachik and Rahina Romero, who have voted for budgets that have continually contributed to a shrinking police force, and then you want, and you are at 1988 staffing levels, and you really want to have it say we're serious about gun violence in our town, well, you're not. Right? So the Frontier Gun Shop story? Remember, this is the one where the bad guys in Pliskin Acres were breaking into the gun shop over there?
Gun shop, yes.
Right? And taking guns out of the back. Remember? And remember the security system people, when it all went off, called up the cops. Someone else called up the cops, and then the owners called up the cops again, and no one showed up while these guys were unloading guns out of the back of a gun shop? Well, I hate to tell you, Rahina and Steven, you have contributed to that story. When your cops can't, when everything, and the best one is you guys also voted for that stupid alarm fee, right? So when the alarm goes off, the company, the business pays $125 or whatever the number is, then it goes up after that or whatever.
Yeah, don't call us. If there's an alarm, don't call us.
So this is the best part. Yeah. You guys voted to understaff cops so they don't even show up when this guy's security alarm goes off and his company calls you to say, there are people ripping off guns out of a store. And you guys don't show up at all. Okay? You don't show up at all. And then you say, oh, we're serious about gun violence. When the guy last May calls about three blocks from Rahina's office, calls up and says, there's someone threatening me outside, and you guys don't show up. And then when you do show up 90 minutes later, he's dead. You're part of that. And let's talk about Steve Kozachik for a sec. Please don't say the word guts. Please. If there's one guy who has no guts, it's Steve Kozachik. If you're going to use the word guts and you're going to say people at the state legislature and the federal government don't have the guts, where are you on voting for budgets, jackass? Where are you? Because you know what happens, Stevie? You don't have the guts to stand up to people in your own party. That's how much of a pathetic invertebrate you are. And then what happens is when you get into a discussion where someone wants to bang on you, you know what Steve always does because he's such a chicken crap? He goes, oh, you're not being civil. I'm not talking to you. You ever hear him on other shows when a caller gets through and starts challenging him and he goes, I'm not talking to them. That's being uncivil. If there's a more gutless guy in the world, it's Steve Kozacik. You have no guts. Banging on the party in power in the state that's not your party and banging on D.C., whatever. That's guts? How about you're a budget guy. This is the best. You guys don't understand. You have responsibility. This is what Rahina doesn't get, too, and she'll learn really fast as the mayor. The responsibility of running this city is, I know you guys don't like to hear this, there's life or death consequences to decisions you make. When the cops don't get there fast enough because there's not enough cops to handle the woe that this town generates, that blood is on all seven of your hands. Do you guys get this yet? Why is that so? I know, you know, it's not hard to understand. It's just hard that no one wants to understand that. You guys like your rubber chicken lunches and handing out money. But the hard part of governance is that these decisions you make, when you basically willfully underfund cops over the last 10 years, you can't come out and say you're anti-gun violence. It's intellectually dishonest and illogical. But Steve Kozacik, if you say the word guts one more time, I can't think of a more hypocritical jackwagon than you saying that other people don't have guts. Do you understand that your fellow Democrats have figured out how to work you? Do you understand that, Steve? You're creepy Steve to them. Okay, but what they learned when you first got there, first of all, Jeff Rogers manipulated you to stay a Republican before you flip to be a Democrat so you can crap on Republicans as a Republican in an election year. Then you flipped over, and then any sort of guts you had in relation, because you're the only guy, one of the few people that can read a budget over there, right? Because we know the dude's not reading budgets. We knew Shirley Scott didn't read a budget. Okay. And what happens is they learn to give you a little hug. Oh, hi, Steve. And what happened was, Steve, after you had Stockholm Syndrome at that point. And what happened was they treated you nice and you folded like a cheap suitcase when it came to anything that Tucson really needed. So, Steve, gutless Steve, stop talking about other people having lack of guts, because you have shown for the last 8+ years you are the gutless marathoning wonder of the city of Tucson. Ed, tell me about your potholes you took a picture of for me yesterday.
Well, I went by the other guy. I think he's a councilman. I don't know what he really does. Paul Durham in the old fire station at Grant and Vine.
Durham.
Yes.
Honey glazed Durham.
It's a Durham. I don't know what the hell it is. So anyhow, we got this picture because I was coming home from the basketball game down the side streets because, nope, you don't use real streets in that part of the town. And don't let them in our neighborhoods. There's a gigantic pothole on it. What's that? So we looked it up online. We found it from Google Earth, but that wasn't the one. That one is filled now. You can see where that one was filled. But right on the way to his, from the street just south of that to his office, there's like three or four giant potholes.
So these pictures, there's four pictures here. Are they all the same potholes?
Those are two different potholes, pictures of two different. The one I put my foot next to it so you could see how big it was.
Right.
Okay. I tried not to fall in it. And then there's like two or three others at the roundabout right before that. This is a block away. This is the block that he's on. Okay. And there's obnoxious potholes in the street on Vine right there at his office. It's ridiculous. And I'm sure the people in the neighborhood have probably said something, but what are you going to do, huh?
I will put those up on Facebook on the top of the hour, and you can check.
We'll see how soon it takes them to fix that. We'll just see.
And the holidays, real quick, the most important, National Bittersweet Chocolate Day.
Okay, that's not as good as Mexican chocolate.
Houseplant Appreciation Day.
Mm.
Save the Eagles Day. And then perfect for this show, Peculiar People Day.
Oh, my.
Hey, Santa Fe. All righty. 7:08 in the morning. You're on Wake Up Tucson, 1030 KVOI, The Voice. We're getting closer and closer to the Adriana announcement of our February happy hour.
Ooh!
And then after that will be the, I can't believe I'm going to say it, 11th anniversary party.
Oh, my gosh.
In late March, probably. So we're going to be making it happen. Good morning to Sean McCluskey.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
Who has been, I was trying to think about it. He was promoted. Because he was Captain Chaos for decades, and now he is...
We forgot the promotion.
Major Mayhem. So Major Mayhem, Sean McCluskey, of course, one of the partners in Rincon Ventures, RVRTO.com, for the best in real estate services and, of course, the best property. I'm going to do it in John C. Scottsdale, the best property manager in the history of Arizona.
I wouldn't go that far, but we try.
We're going to go with it today. So
we're doing pretty good. I've seen something that I've never seen.
Mm.
I opened a door, and this is a property we acquired.
Yes.
Literally at the door jamb, when you open the door, the cockroaches fell. And
all right.
People were living there 3 days
eating
earlier.
Their breakfast. Eating their breakfast.
So I would like to give a shout out to Essential Pest Control, because they I never even walked in the property, but I got a call from Jerry over there, and he said, this is the worst he's ever seen in like 20 years. I was like, I would not doubt it.
Well, thank you, Sean McCluskey, for that beautiful story.
Yeah, it was gross, but it's in the process of getting rehab. So,
all right.
Yeah. Well, people are disgusting. That's what we know.
That's how life is.
We know that Chef Sheik's coming in the third
yes.
hour. Diana from the Humane Society is going to visit us before the show's Yay. Over also.
Bringing a puppy?
Possibly. Woo-hoo. And then we have Allison Miller, who's a jazz drummer. And I'm going to have Higgins come in just for that interview.
Awesome.
No, just
Kevin Collin, please. No jazz joke.
And she's going to be in she's part of the Tucson Jazz Festival.
Yes, started
lineup.
Yesterday.
So we're going to do that. And now, this is a story I've been telling you folks. I teased it on Facebook. I teased it an hour ago. And it's so beautiful. So beautiful.
That's a face. He has a look.
It's so
beautiful. Here we go.
So, originally, someone tipped me off to the yellowsheet.com story on this. And then I had to go trolling through some Pima County stuff.
Uh-oh.
So, let's start with the Pima County page first. All right. 790-2040 is the phone number. Of course, wakeuptucsoncomments@gmail.com if you wish to opine. So the ninth precinct, Pima County Constable, it's open, the position. Someone retired early, whatever happened. And so they originally had the, there was a deadline for that, and then they had to extend it because they didn't get that many people to apply for it. And this is something like Nanos, right? You would get appointed by the Board of Supes to fill in for the rest of the term.
Sure.
Okay. So there's two people. One is George Camacho, and George is a deputy constable.
Okay.
Okay.
So he knows what he's doing.
Then there's another human.
Uh-oh.
From the yellow sheet. Long time Arizona Daily Star political reporter Joe Ferguson may soon be evicting you. So,
whoa. Hold on. No. With all seriousness, look. I deal with these guys on a daily basis. Just made my voice crack. Oh my God. I deal with these guys on a daily basis.
When you walked in here,
I said, oh, you're going to love this. I'm like, get out of here, right? So seriously, in Pinal County, I literally had to stay. I had my pickup truck back then, so it's been a minute, but I had to stand behind my pickup truck and basically brand my weapon and protect myself because the constable up there wouldn't carry a gun. Now, I highly doubt Joe Ferguson, and I don't know, Joe. Maybe you're a big gun-toting guy, but I don't see it. So I don't know if you're going to carry a weapon and actually go in and clear a house and have somebody who runs on you. Are you going to chase them down? What are you going to do when the dog jumps and bites at you? What are you going to do when the person resists?
It's
who
funny,
are you going to call? Ghostbusters or the cops? Because the cops in Tucson are going to take forever to get there.
Someone who reads the newspaper more often than I do, who kind of pays attention, that's not Matt Neely, said to me, why don't I see Ferguson covering political anymore? This is just in the last 2 weeks. Now you know why. Okay.
Mm. Backing off.
So,
hold on a second. You're putting my safety in jeopardy here.
What? Have you seen Joe?
No, I've only seen a cartoon of him.
He's
right?
A self-defense machine.
He's the guy with the pipe. He's the cartoon with the pipe. That's this guy, right?
With the pipe?
Yes. Have you seen his cartoon? They don't have a picture of him. They only show the cartoon. He looks like,
yeah. My cartoon looks like Bobby Hill. So I mean, I don't know if that's exactly a good depiction. But
Bobby, get your propane tank, Bobby. So back to the yellow sheet. The current District 9 Pima County Constable.
Who is it?
I don't know. It doesn't say on this.
Of course not. Nobody can get a damn name in any report.
Announced her pending retirement on November 5th.
Oh, I know who it is.
Who is it?
I can't give you a name, but I know who it is.
Here, just write it down for me.
Don't know her name. I'm horrible with names. I just know who it is.
Thank you very much. Now, she announced her retirement on the 5th of November. Application period closed on December 13th without any applicants, forcing the board to reopen the application period. Only two people applied in the second round of applications, which closed on December 27th. George Camacho, Deputy Constable, and Joe Ferguson. The appointee must be a Democrat, so after years as a registered independent, this is an interesting phrase this man used, Ferguson re-registered as a Democrat on December 17th.
5 days before the deadline.
Yes, according to the Pima County Recorder's Office.
Yeah, he said he became interested in the gig. You need to go switch your registration, apply, and I'll get you a job.
He became interested in the gig after doing an eviction project with his U of A journalism students. I love that he teaches at the U of A.
I can say it. Poisoning the minds of our youth.
What's the lesson plan on covering doing the Sergeant Schultz job on local power so you can get a job later.
You're kidding me.
He goes, I really fell in love with what some of the constables are doing there. They're taking a new approach to handling evictions in terms of making sure people know what their rights are and know what ahead of time the constables might come.
So Hold on a second. No. There's a process here.
Yeah. So it becomes less likely.
It is very clear and obvious. I mean, there's a notice posted 5 days before you go to court. I mean, the constable literally shows up and posts the damn thing on your door. You come home, it's an 8.5 by 11 taped to your. You can't miss it.
Sean, when they have the SWAT team comes out. You know,
they don't notify then. It's kind of like when
no, but you know what I mean? I mean, that's what the SWAT team comes out for, because you can't get in and you can't evict them. You know, that kind of thing gets crazy.
But you post a notice on their door 5 days before court. Then there's the court hearing. You go to court. The judge literally says, ask them the first question in an eviction hearing. This is why I think it's so funny that Pima County Recorder jumped in and they're all involved in how in Philadelphia they are now offering free legal advice. Well, Pima County Attorney's Office wants to do the same thing here, but any sidetrack. Go back to this. You have court. Like, they ask one particular question in court. Are you behind on rent? Did you pay rent? Yes or no? And as soon as you say no, they say, okay, great, you're out. You got 5 days. You get told you have 5 days. In 5 days, the constable is coming. Guess what? When the constable shows up, he says, sir, ma'am, get your belongings, get out.
Okay.
So, I'm at least nice. We give them amount of time and say, hey, if you'd like, you can take your belongings. We'll give you a half hour or so. Get what you get. But you knew you had 5 days to get out. So why aren't you gone?
Let me give you the rest of this quote.
I get there's nowhere to go.
And then jack up the level of redness in your face right now. So
how is he going to protect me?
He goes, check this out. He says, the new approach to handling evictions in terms of making sure people know what their rights are and know ahead of time when the constables might come, so it becomes less likely you have 15 minutes to get out.
No.
I know.
5 days before court. At court, you get told you got 5 days. You know the constable's coming in 5 days. Typically, it's like six, because they take some day to process.
It's so unfair what I do to you, Sean McCluskey. You came in, your blood pressure was steady.
But I wish you'd just report the honest truth and tell me what happens. He didn't give you any of that. He just said, oh, it's an unfair process, making me look like an evil you-know-what.
So Joe Ferguson, yeah, who has been kissing the ass of power as the political reporter for the Star, okay? He might attempt to get the other side of the quote, but he doesn't dig on anybody that's a Democrat at all. Not at all. for being the political reporter, he's never asked a question. When we say, why do the roads suck, right? You would say, oh. And Chuck gives you, oh, it's the state of Arizona's fault. And then, of course, he doesn't follow up on that. He goes, okay, Chuck, whatever you say. So now Chuck and the three Dems have a really good chance of appointing this guy over a deputy constable, Mr. Camacho.
Who deserves a job, probably.
Because, you know, don't get me wrong. Joe, I got it. You're at the Arizona Daily Star. You are looking to jump ship and get a real salary.
Absolutely.
Because they may not be there anymore. Exactly. I got it.
Absolutely.
I did the picture that I did on Facebook for a reason. And there's a guy jumping from a sinking ship onto another ship. That's what I got it, Joe. I got it. That's what Mark Evans did when he went to the dark side. I got it.
Can't blame him. Yeah.
Right? So you're going
he's got bills
to
pay.
You have to have experience in the job.
I can't wait for these three Ds to approve him for this job. The newspaper reporter.
I know.
That would be amazeballs like you would never believe.
If you applied for any job, you would have to have a resume, and this is why I should be good at this job. I would not be able to do this. Joe can't do this.
I'm more qualified to do constable than Joe because I've been on more evictions with the constables.
And I've never have, and I'm sure he's never have.
So Allie just hit me. The other Allie Miller, not the jazz drummer coming up later.
Yes.
There's a woman active in that Klepsi thing, a buddy of Valadez, Kristen Randall, who got appointed and is doing the same type of activism and changing the role of constables. She got appointed by the Board of Supes last year. So Joe Ferguson jumping the Arizona Daily Star ship and rolling the dice that all of his butt kissing is going to get him a $67,000-plus benefits job. Hey, Mark Napier is on the line. We got to go to break, and then he's got a quick announcement. And then Sean and I are going to do a jazz drummer interview before this is all over. Breakfast burritos, Wendy Gauthier, Humane Society. We're doing it all. McCluskey, DeSimone, Wake Up Tucson, 1030 The Voice.